In Politics, Welsh Parliament, by Martin Shipton. There needs to be greater awareness of the impact of sexual violence and abuse on older people, according to Older People's Commissioner for Wales Rhiannon Bowen Davies, who convened a roundtable event attended by professionals with direct experience of working with such victims. The report from the event states, participants were clear that sexual violence or abuse is a multifaceted issue, and that those older people presenting to services often have wide-ranging and varied experiences. Some older people will have experienced sexual abuse many decades ago, in childhood, for example, and still live with the distress and trauma of their experiences. There is credible evidence to show that experiencing abuse in childhood increases the risk of abuse in later life, particularly in intimate relationships or care settings. Sexual abuse in childhood significantly disrupts feelings of trust and self-worth. It may normalize violence, making it harder for individuals to detach themselves from violent and abusive relationships in later adulthood. It is important to recognize that some older people may be living with the accumulated trauma of years of multiple experiences of abuse, perpetrated by different abusers. For others, sexual violence or abuse may be more recent. Sexual violence or abuse can occur within any setting, and the perpetrators may be intimate partners, family members, formal care staff, strangers, or other older people, known as peer-on-peer abuse. Participants discussed the fact that addressing peer-on-peer abuse within residential or nursing homes, particularly if the people involved have dementia, is particularly difficult. It was clear that because of their circumstances, increased loneliness or social isolation, for example, some older people can be at a heightened risk of sexual violence or abuse. For older people living with dementia, it was felt that this risk is especially high. There was a feeling that some perpetrators may specifically target those with memory issues or who lack capacity, since it is often then very difficult to prove that abuse has taken place. Participants were clear that whether recent or non-recent, the impacts of sexual violence or abuse upon the life of an older person are significant and enduring. It was also agreed that it could take an older person an extremely long time to disclose sexual violence or abuse. One participant talked about working with some older people who had lived with the impacts of their experiences for decades before disclosing to anyone. In some situations, an older person might only make a disclosure when he or she was at the end of life, wanting to relieve themselves of their emotional burden. Participants made the point that many older people had lived in times where sex and sexual abuse were taboo subjects. It was clear that where these attitudes persisted, the challenges of disclosure were likely to be increased. It was accepted that many older people do not disclose sexual violence or abuse because of feelings of shame or embarrassment. The fact that older people are older was also considered another barrier to disclosure. Participants spoke of the impacts of ageism, which often lead to assuming older people are not interested in sex, and so could not therefore be victims of sexual violence or sexual abuse. It was felt that many older people may not disclose their experiences of sexual violence or abuse for fear that they will not be believed. When older people are seen as asexual and therefore unlikely victims of sexual violence or abuse, the indicators of sexual violence or abuse are often overlooked or ignored. Those who attended the event felt that practitioners often lack the confidence to respond effectively to older people's disclosures of sexual violence or abuse. This lack of confidence may also discourage practitioners from asking the right questions. Participants felt that training in this area has not always been satisfactory, with sometimes an overly simplistic tick-box approach. There was consensus among participants that training must be further developed to capture the nuances and complexities of older people's experiences of sexual violence and abuse, and that more resources and guides should be made available to support practitioners. The challenges of working in this area were acknowledged, with a recognition of the risk of vicarious trauma. Article ends.